Pennsylvania Democrats say keeping three state Supreme Court justices on the bench must be voters' biggest priority this fall. Tom Reese from our news partner WESA has more.
Justices Kevin Dougherty, Christine Donahue, and David Wecht all won election in 2015, and all three are up for a yes or no retention vote this November. Voters usually don't pay much attention to such choices, but supporters of the justices say the stakes are high this year. During a press briefing Tuesday, Nicole Chung from Planned Parenthood Votes said all three Democrats must be retained, in part to protect abortion rights.
Voters will be responsive to that, as they have shown they can be and will be in states across the country, in state Supreme Court races like in Wisconsin, but also in abortion ballot measures, as we've seen in over 10 states last year and several states in the years before.
Conservatives are hoping to oust the justices, who they accuse of enabling COVID public health measures that hurt businesses. The court currently has five Democratic justices and two Republicans. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
President Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill ends tax credits for clean energy early. So far, this rollback does not seem to be derailing a Pennsylvania program that subsidizes solar panels on schools. PA's Solar for Schools grant program was meant to help districts capitalize on the federal tax credits and go solar at a fraction of the usual cost. To get those credits, districts now need to start building their solar arrays by next summer or finish them in around 2 years. State Representative Elizabeth Fiedler sponsored the Solar for Schools legislation and says the timeline is doable for schools that got grants this spring.
While things continue, are ever evolving in D.C., it is our understanding that the schools in that position will be able to access those federal tax credits and be able to save even more money through the federal investment.
A state spokesperson said so far just one out of the dozens of schools in the program has pulled out.